Father God, we just come before you. Lord, we long to hear from your heart this morning. Lord, we turn our eyes and our ears towards you. And we say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. God, we just want to give you this morning and ask that you would have your way. That you'd speak your words of truth and life and encouragement to each and every single one of our hearts. Lord, you know where each one of us are at. You know what we need to hear. You know the way in which we need to meet with you this morning. So I say, come, Lord, and have your way. And Father Blaine and I, we just come before you and we offer ourselves up to you as willing vessels. We ask, God, that you would pour through us your heart. May we not get in the way, Lord. May it just be you. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning we are talking about. Sorry, this is gonna.
What are we doing wrong, Norman? Do you know? Are we too close?
So this morning we're talking about hearing God's voice. The first question I want to ask. Is there anyone in here who would say that I'm not sure that I've ever heard God's voice? Just put your hand up if you're not sure if you've ever heard God's voice. Okay. Thank you for your honesty. Could you put your hand up if you say, yeah, I think at least once, I think I've heard God speak to me in some way or another. Okay. And could you keep your hand up if you'd say maybe it was more than once? Okay. And then keep your hand up if you say, actually, that's a regular part of my life with God. I hear him speak into my life in different ways. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we've all heard, if we're Christians, we've all heard God at least once. We heard him call our name and call him to himself. So we can all hear God.
Yeah, so in whatever place we were in our lives, when we first heard God's message of love and of salvation, we heard of his love for us, and we said, yes, God, I want that. In that moment, you were hearing his invitation for you to come and be his child. So actually, if you're in this room and you call yourself a child of God, you have at least once heard his voice speaking to you. So how do we hear God's voice? We hear God's voice in many different ways, and sometimes it seems so subtle that we don't actually recognize that it's him. Yeah? Sometimes we hear God, we say in a still small voice, and it sounds like our thoughts. But I know times when I've heard a thought come into my head, and I think, where did that come from? I didn't think it, but actually that makes a lot of sense, or that's really encouraging. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit, and you know it's him because what you hear lines up with the Word of God. However you hear God's voice, whether it's through a still small voice, whether it's in reading the Bible and you get an interpretation, whether it's through someone speaking to you, through a song, through a film, through your circumstances, however you hear God speak to you, you always need to take it back to the Word of God. We just want to set that as the preface right at the beginning. It must line up with the Word of God because God never goes against himself. And the Word of God is there to show us his heart and his character, and it must line up with that. So that's the foundation, just to remember that as we go along.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to testify to, I really heard God's voice today in when Ryan was singing the song Faithful One. You know, I was in Langley Vineyard when they recorded that song, and that song for me has always been very, very precious, and I just needed to hear that today, so thanks. You know, we often think that hearing God is for the bigwigs, you know, leaders of the churches, prophetic people, and oftentimes we when we think about hearing from God, we think of the word prophecy. But you know, I want you to forget about that word today. You know, we want to just say that, you know, prophecy is simply just listening to God. It is just hearing God and then sharing that message for what you hear. So, you know, it's just hearing God. That's all we want to talk about.
Years ago in our church, there was a gentleman who decided to offer a course, and it was called Prophecy. And my husband got really excited, and he signed up for the course. And I remember inside of me, I'd been battling for days, thinking, can I take this course? Am I allowed to take this course? Who am I to dare think that I could be prophetic or that word could be associated with me? How do you know if you are? And I just had this wrestling going on inside of me for a few days. And finally, when Blaine said he was going to sign up for the course, I was almost jealous. Because I thought, how do you know that you get to take this course? I'd love to take this course, but am I allowed to? And I just felt like God said to Lord, just be calm. Look at your journey in your life and how much you've longed to hear my voice. You've longed to hear my voice and obey it. Go to the course. And I walked in there on the very first day. He said, I just want to clarify the word prophecy in its simplest form. It's just hearing God's voice and speaking it out. And we are all called to hear his voice. Let me tell you, I felt very relieved because I was allowed to be there. So I just want to say at the very beginning, we are all God's kids, and he wants all of us to hear his voice.
Amen. Yeah. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear or listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. So hear is from the King James Version. Listen is from the NIV. So, you know, that's all about a relationship, you know. That's about somebody talking to you and then you following them and you know, following their leading.
So in that relationship, that's our Heavenly Father and we're his kids. And if you picture it in the natural, if you picture a healthy relationship between a father and child, and just imagine that child coming home from school and saying, Daddy, guess what happened today? You'll never believe it. And they might share something funny that happened or something horrible or strange or wild or weird. What would the father's response be after the son has just come in all excited, ready to share something? Would the father just sit there? That wouldn't really be good for a relationship, would it? The father would always respond, even if something to say is, wow, that was really strange. Oh, I can't believe that happened to you. Or maybe they would ask a question to hear more. Or maybe they would share a story of something that happened to them that was similar, but they would partake in the conversation, wouldn't they? It'd be a two-way street.
Yeah, you know, like we're human. We're not perfect. We're talking about a perfect father, you know. Our Father in heaven, he's never too busy cooking. That's my thing. Oftentimes the kids will come in, and I'll be in the middle of cutting up the onions and chucking them in the oil, and they come in and they talk to me, and I'm like sort of 10% listening to them, if I'm lucky, because I'm a guy and I can't really multitask. You know, I'll be partly listening to them, but mostly focusing on not burning the food. But you know, God's not like that. He is always listening to us, and he is always ready to listen and ready to talk.
So in looking at that relationship of the father and the child, where the child comes home and he shares part of his day with his father, and the father responds, that is God's heart for us with him. When we pray, not to just come with our list of needs, to actually come and share our day, to come and share our lives with him. And then when we pray and we share our lives with him, the question I would ask you is, do we give him time to respond? Do we talk at him, or do we talk with him? Because he longs to speak to us. And if we go there and we come to him and say, Father, blah, 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 and then we walk away because we're done, well, of course we didn't hear from him. We didn't give a chance to speak. And in fact, we turned away and we walked away, not giving him a chance at all. And then we wonder why we don't hear. So actually, when we talk with our Father, we come to him wherever we are. It doesn't have to be a formal thing. I can be driving down the road and saying, Lord, did you see that over there? And just start talking to him and then listen. That means that I have to close this. I have to be quiet. I have to wait. And I have to listen. And the truth is that God longs to speak to us. I don't know about you, but sometimes I almost get a little scared. What if I'm quiet, and what if he doesn't say anything? What if I'm waiting to hear something for someone else? What if he doesn't speak? What if I can't hear? What if there's something wrong with, you know, we start to turn on ourselves, but it's actually not about that at all. It's just about giving God the opportunity and saying, Lord, if you're willing to speak, I'm willing to listen, I'm here. And then just waiting for that moment.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes we come to God and we're praying for people, family, friends, situations, and you know, all of that stuff is good. As Christians, we're called to be. I can't finish this on my own. as Christians, we're called to be salt and light. You know, we're called to let our light shine. And you know, as we're praying for people, situations, that sort of thing, you know, God can be downloading how He wants us to respond and react in certain situations. But you know, this morning when we were talking about this, I had a picture of a tuning fork. I don't know if any of you know about a tuning fork, but it's, you know, it's a two-pronged piece of metal, and it's manufactured to resonate at a certain pitch. And each prong has to be the same length, and it has to be the same thickness, and it has to be, you know, it's manufactured. It's a precision thing. And if it isn't made properly, then it doesn't resonate with the proper tone. It actually doesn't resonate at all. It is not in tune. And that's kind of how our relationship is with God. You know, we need to be praying for others, and we need to be reaching out for others, but we also need to be talking to God about ourselves. And not to be selfish, you know, I mean, because this being a Christian, knowing God, it's all about out there, you know, and it's about our family and the congregation. But it is also about us. You know, God has things that He wants to say to us. He wants us to know how much He loves us, what He has for us.
So it may be that He wants to share with us His love for us. It may be that He wants to share with us something that He wants to take us to, or someone that He wants to show us, someone that He wants us to speak to. It may be that He's just wanting to share a part of His heart because He wants to share His heart with us. You know, when we're in relationship with people, the more we open up our hearts to people and share part of our lives, the deeper our relationship grows, doesn't it? If you don't open your heart and you don't tell someone about your heart and your world and your life, they'll never actually get to know you, and that relationship will stay on a superficial level. And it is the same with us and with Jesus. That the more, even though He knows all about our lives, He sees all, but He loves it when we tell Him about our lives. In Psalm 32:8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. I'm going to read that again. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Again, just that picture of the father and the child. I know for me, when I'm with my kids and I'm talking to them, and I'm maybe instructing them, I may be helping them with something, and then they start to talk back to me. And as they're talking to me, my eyes are looking at them. And sometimes I'll just almost like stand back and look at them and think, oh, I really love you. You know, I'm just overwhelmed with love in my heart towards them. And I'll say it out loud. And you know, God is the same with us. When we spend time with Him and we're quiet in those moments, we get to hear that overflow of His heart towards us as He says to us, I love you. Have I told you that lately? I love you. I love that you're my daughter. I love that you're my son. I love that you're here with me, that you want to spend time with me. Now, isn't that a twist on it? Because we always think about us, do we want to spend time with God? But actually, it matters to Him that we want to spend time with Him. Do you ever think about that part of God's heart? That it actually pleases Him that we would want to spend time with Him. That shows you how precious you are to Him, doesn't it? How much you are loved by Him.
It's still you, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, just as I was praying this morning, I really felt God saying, you know, more than talking about how to hear God's voice, I actually just want you to talk to people about how much I want to speak with them. How much it's my desire to share my love with them. How much it's my desire to share the moments with them, to speak into their life. You know, a few weeks back, we were looking at meditating on the Word of God. And we did Proverbs 3, and it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. And we talked about that word acknowledge. It's include him. Lord, do you have something to say on this? What are your thoughts on this? What's your heart on this? Whether you're seeking for a job, whether you're looking at where you're going to go today, whether you're thinking about who shall I visit, who shall I spend time with, maybe you're in that waiting room and you're looking around at the people and saying, who shall I befriend? Who shall I make conversation with? What would happen if you included God in that conversation? What could happen? Lord, is there someone you want me to speak with today that's here? Is there someone you want to put in my path as I'm going on my way? Is there something you want to tell me about how you feel about me? Is there something on your heart that you just want to share with me, Lord, because you want to share it with someone who's willing to listen? I'm here. I'm willing to listen. Maybe it's not about you at all. Maybe he just wants to share with you his heart. What a treasure that is.
Yeah, you know, I mean, God, he wants to be included in the processes, like our decisions, where to live, where to work. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of good houses out there. You could go and, you know, just using your own knowledge in the internet, which, you know, sometimes can be good or bad. You can find a house that meets your needs, and it'll be fine. It might be within your budget, all of that sort of stuff. It might be, you know, it'll do. But if we include God in the process, you know, what does he have for us? You know, I know it's just a house. It's just a place to live. But it's a place where we spend a lot of our time. And it's a place that we can be safe and we can be a family together. Same with looking for work. Where's Kathy? Where'd she go? Yeah, that was, you know, I thought that was really, really timely to hear, you know, the fact that you felt that it was the right thing to do to quit your job. You know, with God in those, when we include God in those things, we do things in the right time. Things, and not that we, you know, I'm not trying to say that if we're not praying about every single thing, we don't have to pray about brushing our teeth and you know, what to have for supper and all of that sort of stuff. You know, but I'm talking about like big decisions. You know, we can walk in God's time. We include him. We are, we can walk in step with him much easier.
I remember one time we went on holiday to visit some people in Austria, and the holiday was finished, and you know, you pack up your bags and you go home, right? Like, that's the end of the journey. You've had the part that you went for, all the excitement and adventures behind you. So I was packing up my bags, and as I was packing my bags, I heard the Lord say, Nozilobi, put your Bible in your carry-on. Okay? Say, put your Bible in your carry-on. All right, Lord. So I took my Bible out of the suitcase, I put it in the carry-on. And we got on the airplane, and on the way there, I had sat with the kids, and Blaine had been on his own, so on the way back, we reversed it. We had two kids at the time. So Blaine and the kids were sitting, there was an aisle, there was me, and there was an empty seat. And I thought, okay, I'm kind of paying attention to who sits beside me, because you've never told me, Lord, to pack my Bible in my carry-on. I mean, we just don't have this conversation, but Lord, we hadn't until then. And so I'm sitting there and I'm looking, and the plane is filling up, and finally someone comes in and they crossed my path, stood next to me, were about to sit down, stood up, turned around, looked at the back, and walked to the back of the plane. And I thought, okay, was it something I said? And the plane fills up, and the last person gets on the plane, and she comes down the aisle, just sits next to me, and the plane takes off. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm pretty sure if I'm supposed to bring that Bible in my carry-on, it's not meant to stay in there. I'm actually meant to take it out. So that's about all I do know. So I took my Bible out and I opened it up and just began to read. And all of a sudden, this woman leans over and she said, oh, you're reading a Bible? I said, yeah. She said, are you a Christian? Yeah. And this whole conversation unfolded. She was from Romania. She lived in England. She was an au pair. And she'd gone back home for a visit. She was really, really lonely in England. Really had no church family. She had a family that, you know, she looked after the kids, but she didn't really have a life in England. But most of all, she was missing fellowship. And coming home, in addition to being with her family, she actually got to go to church and meet other Christians and be encouraged. So she was so excited to meet me on the airplane. And I said, now, we've been in England maybe a year or two, so I didn't have a lot of connections around the country. And I said, so where are you from? And she said, oh, I'm from Canterbury. And I thought, okay, Lord, I'm listening. Because when we moved from Vancouver to England, we were introduced to another family. They were pastor, wife, and kids. and they pastored a church about 45 minutes away from us, and someone said, oh, you should meet them. They both went to England at the same time. But okay. So we
I already knew them.
Yeah, sorry, blamed them, yeah. We met them, found out they were moving to Canterbury, and that was it. We didn't really connect with them. We didn't really hit it off. There was no relationship going, but we, as a formality, exchanged contact details. So here I'm sitting on the plane, and this woman says she's in need of fellowship, and where does she live? In Canterbury. And outside of Southampton, where is the only place where I know of a Christian living I can name? In Canterbury. I mean, that's not a coincidence, is it?
No.
Even I can put that together. So I said, can I get your details? I said, actually, we know of a family who lives in Canterbury. Maybe they can help you find something near you. So I wrote down her details, went home, and I emailed these people. I don't know if you remember me, but... And here's this woman, and they said, well, find out where she is in Canterbury, and let's chat. Well, it turns out she lived 10 minutes away from them. 10 minutes away. And they said, tell her, this is our church, this is who we are. Not only are we going to tell her where this church is, we'll come and pick her up this Sunday. She messaged me sometime later in tears, and she said, you know what? They've become my family here in England. Thank you so much. That was such an answer to prayer for me. I never heard from either family ever again. Isn't that incredible? I was packing my suitcase. Doesn't seem like a very spiritual moment, does it? And yet, God used that moment, because I was willing to listen, to speak even into that moment and say, actually, I've got a plan, Zelobia, and I need you to be right here.
When we moved to England, or we're in the process of moving to England and praying about everything here, one of the things that we thought that was going to happen in the move was that I was going to get a new vocation, something to do. I worked in logistics in Canada. It was all right, but I didn't, you know, whatever. And so I came here, and I think, how long was it after? About 3 or 4 years. 2007 is when I started working with Marcus. So that's what I did about just before Ezra was born, 2006. And I was really getting quite frustrated because it was nearing the time where we had to, I was going to need to actually go and look for work.
We were living off some profits
from the sale of a house. And so Ezra was born at this point. And you know, I thought, okay, well, I will fast and pray for a weekend and see what God says, because I was quite frustrated and just kind of ending up in the same sorts of jobs that I was doing in Canada. That's just kind of what I gravitated towards, because that's what I knew. And so I went away on this weekend away, fasting, and drank lots of tomato juice. I don't like fasting, really. I did it, and it was really good. You know, I felt like God said a lot of things. He put the whole piano tuning concept into my mind while I was away, and I was just like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, just spoke to me a lot about creativity, and that's part of who I am as a creative person. Don't ask me to draw a picture, but the thing that I walked away with the most from that weekend was I heard God call my name. I can't say that before that I had ever heard him say, Blaine, I love you. I knew that he loved me, sort of, but I can't say that I really, that I'd ever heard him call my name. And so that was, you know, I wasn't praying about that, you know, it was just a beautiful byproduct. And just all in spending time with them.
So in that example, Blaine was acknowledging God in every way. He had an agenda. He came seeking something. And although God responded to that agenda, God had a heart for so much more than me. He actually had a heart to speak into Blaine's heart of his identity and his love. Because no matter what we're going through, no matter what questions we have of the Lord, no matter what we're seeking after, God loves us so much more than all the other things. Where we go and what we do and how we get there, yes, they're important, and yes, God has a say. You and I are so much more important than the stuff. You and I are so much more important than where we go and what we do and how we get there. He loves us. We're his kids. And above and beyond everything else, he longs for us to know that. I mean, know that. As you can see, this is 11 years later, and Blaine still can't talk about that without being in tears, because it completely undid him to hear God call him by name. And let me just say what he's done for Blaine, he'll do for you. So if you heard that right then and you said, I've never had that, I want that, ask God right now. I want an experience like that. I want to hear you call me by name. I want to know that you love me.
It's 11:45.
Is it? Okay. So I guess the question I want to ask you is, would you like to hear him more?
Yes.
Awesome. Yay! In order to hear the Father, we need to take time to listen. And for that to happen, our hearts need to be expectant. Expectant. So we're going to have a little time right now just to hear from God. And I just want to say to you first and foremost, if the thought of trying to hear from God causes you to feel paralyzed with fear, can you just give that to God first and foremost? God, I don't know how this works. God, this scares me. I don't know if it can happen. I don't know if I'm wired that way. Whatever your thoughts are, give that to him first. And just say, God, I really want to hear your voice. I really want to hear your heart for me. You need to do that first, because if you're filled with all of your own thoughts, it's really hard to hear.
Remember, we've already heard them all at least once.
Yeah, yeah. So, Ryan, if it's okay, we're going to get you up and do a little bit of instrumental music. And we're going to get you to ask a question of the Lord. And once you've asked the question, can we encourage you just to stay in the moment with God, even if you feel like you've heard something from him? Can you just stay in that moment and just even mull those words over in your mind's heart, in your mind and your heart, to just let that sink in deeper, to really take residence in you, whatever it is that God wants to say to you. Okay? And if you want to, feel free to ask him more. Feel free to ask him more questions. But we just want you to be at peace, and we want you to hear his heart. I just want to remind you that God wants to speak to you. He says, you're my sheep will know my voice. The way you know the voice of someone is you hear it, don't you? The more you hear it, the more familiar it becomes. So it's God's heart for us to hear his voice. So we're just going to take a few minutes now. I'm going to invite you just to close your eyes and to turn your eyes to God. And I just want you to ask him this question. God, what do you love about me? What do you love about me? And if you want to, you can say, Lord, why? Why do you love that about me? So just have a few minutes, close your eyes, be with God, and then we'll call you back in a minute. Is that encouraging? Did you feel like you heard something from the Lord? It's amazing when we hear from him directly, when he deposits something into us. It just makes you smile, doesn't it? Because he knows us. He made us. And regardless of how we see ourselves or what we think of ourselves, he sees the treasure in us. Every single one of us are made in his image, aren't we? So his fingerprint is in us. And he loves to call that out. He loves to remind us that we're made in his image, that when he looks at us, he sees a bit of himself in us, and it makes him smile. Well, we're going to bless you and release you guys. And take God with you. Go, hear his voice, make time and space in the everyday, let him speak to you, because he longs to speak to you.